Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it off with our pal from Talk Radio News in Washington, D.C. Justin Duckham joins us now. And Justin, really, a lot of the buzz is about, okay, who's going to declare next since Ted Cruz held court and announced all kinds of things and finally getting to the point, and we knew this was happening anyway because of his reveal on Twitter, but he officially launches his bid for president. So what's the buzz on that in D.C.?
Well, you know, the campaign has officially kicked off. That's the main takeaway. And now we're trying to figure out who exactly is going to join the fray. What we do know is that Rand Paul is expected to make a major speech on April 7th. So he is right now presumed to be the next Republican who is going to announce his intentions. We've seen a lot of buzz surrounding him, of course. He's been sort of running across the campaign, just like Cruz, for quite some time, making the necessary stops in Iowa and New Hampshire. And we're also expecting to see an official announcement from Hillary Clinton sometime next month as well. So it's really kicking off in earnest right now. This is a pretty big deal what we saw from Cruz today. This is certainly him getting a jump on a lot of his potential rivals, in the sense of the entire media stage to himself on the eve of the 5-year anniversary of Obamacare, and is certainly getting a lot of buzz for this. And again, this is really the opening salvo of the 2016 campaign.
Yeah, no kidding. And so on that same note, apparently Hillary Clinton and President Obama had some kind of a meeting at the White House, and I'm certain that there were people talking about that, and people are assuming that this had to do with forming what's going to happen with her, maybe his role, who knows, or maybe none of that. But it seems that probably that's probably what was going on there. What do you think?
Exactly. They met today for about an hour. According to White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest, they discussed a number of issues, all across the map. He noted today that both Obama and Clinton enjoy, and I'm quoting here, catching up in person when their schedules permit. Clinton, of course, was in D.C. for an address before the Center for American Progress, where she outlined the issue of income inequality. This is, of course, particularly interesting because there are a lot of people to the left of Clinton who are being sort of hailed as potential, Clinton challengers come 2016. Bernie Sanders, of course, is one of the big ones on the far left. There's also Elizabeth Warren, who is also to the left of Clinton, although not nearly as, extreme as Sanders. But both of them have made income inequality as sort of the cornerstone for any potential runs. This is an issue that they both said needs to be addressed in greater detail come 2016. So it looks like she's heeding that message and is trying to craft something that appeals to the Democratic base. So I believe that in conjunction with Obama certainly sends some very clear signals that she is certainly ramping up.
Yeah. How about this? The fact that you have, Dennis McDonough saying we can't pretend that the comments that Netanyahu made aren't troubling. And of course, he's the chief of staff, Obama's chief of staff. So they're not just going to play that we're going to ignore what happened. They're going to go full force to say, we can't go along with that. Is that what the deal is?
That's what it's appearing to be like. And frankly, it's a pretty, I don't want to say hostile, but it's a pretty aggressive move toward Israel and towards Netanyahu and his Trump. Netanyahu, in fact, actually kind of apologized today on Facebook, essentially said that he is open to the possibility of a two-state solution when it comes to Palestine. And behind the scenes, this was interpreted widely by a lot of Netanyahu's advisors, by a lot of supporters, as essentially just being, campaign politics at its finest. You know, as somebody who lives in America, we both know that oftentimes politicians will say or do almost anything to get elected. And, it's not really hard to imagine that in, Israel, though the similar circumstances would present themselves. But the White House has essentially signaled that they're not, taking that apology at face value. They're essentially saying that, you know, behind the scenes, that they never really believed that Netanyahu was in favor of a two-state solution, and that what he said in the campaign trail may in fact be his actual intention when it comes to trying to, you know, solve the issue right now, and are taking a pretty, you know, strident approach to that, which is, you know, pretty shocking considering that for years now they've been sort of tiptoeing away from the notion that there is a chilly relationship between the two, you know, leaders, and have been trying to play that down. But right now it certainly has sort of broken out into the forefront, you know, at the White House's own behest.
Wow. All right, how about this? The House passing the resolution pushing for military support for the Ukraine. Is that going to go anywhere?
You know, it's likely not going to go anywhere. You know, we know, of course, in the Senate there are a lot of people who are, you know, stridently for this as well as against this on the Democratic side of things. There's, you know, sort of a, you know, war weariness that's been pervasive for quite some time now. There's sort of a reluctance from a lot of people, particularly with 2016 in the, you know, on the front burner right now in a lot of people's minds, to try to avoid, you know, placing, you know, U.S. commitment to another, you know, foreign entanglement. And at the end of the day, of course, this is something that's going to have a lot of executive support if it's going to go anywhere. And we've seen, you know, that the White House has been, you know, rather reluctant to provide, you know, lethal aid or U.S. military commitment when it comes to, you know, Ukraine or a myriad of other issues that a lot of hardliners on the right have called for American involvement in.
Yeah. All right. And one last one, just for the fun of it. I was reading, you know, I saw the speech that Ted Cruz gave at Liberty University hitting all the hardcore conservative themes. But how about the fact that he didn't use a teleprompter? Like, maybe the guy's good at memorization. I mean, that was a long speech. You know, Justin, seriously, I don't know that I could do it. It was like 26 minutes.
No, it was very impressive. You know, there's nobody who would really say that Ted Cruz is not an impressive speaker. You know, he has a certain distinct style about him where he sort of avoids using a podium when he gives these public addresses. He, of course, prefers to sort of, you know, wander across the stage and try to reach out personally. It's a pretty unique style in American politics.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, when it comes to him not using a teleprompter, a lot of the speech was, frankly, sort of the same speech he's been giving for, you know, quite some time now. And if you follow politics pretty closely, if you've been to, you know, more Ted Cruz speeches than you care to admit, you, you know, certainly recognize a lot of the points that he hit, hit upon.
Yeah, I did. I pulled out some of those same themes, absolutely. So, you know, we know where what he was going to run on anyway, but he punched all of those. He hit every single one of them. There's no question about it. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Coming up on this version of America Tonight, we will talk about Ted Cruz and whether or not he really has the right stuff to jump up in the polls and have a shot at the Republican nomination for president. There are a lot of people pounding him to the ground saying he doesn't have the right stuff, and there are many that are propping him up as to why he would be a terrific president. There's no question, you heard us talking there about the teleprompter thing, which in all seriousness, he has a pretty good capacity for that skill, which it is a skill, there's no doubt about it, but is it a skill that we desperately need for somebody who is going to be the next leader of the free world? And coming up, of course, it is the 5-year anniversary of Obamacare. Fair or foul, you see it as a win or a loss? You can throw in your 2 cents. You want to jam on these phone lines, 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Becomes official, folks. Now you're going to see this happen, maybe even with some other Democrats besides Hillary Clinton, but certainly other Republicans are going to come jumping out of the bushes and say, "We told you, we're running. We've been doing the world tour, New Hampshire, Iowa, South Carolina, and it's official." So Ted Cruz beats everyone to the punch, in a sense, and jumps right into the middle of it. And there are questions about his Canadian birth, but we've answered those. It is rock solid. He can run. So Donald Trump can do the whole birther thing on Ted Cruz. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The guy can run. I've talked to several people about it, and it's quite clear that that's exactly what he can do. Now, will he win? That's a different story as to whether or not he'll win. Just the other day, the governor of California, Jerry Brown, said he is absolutely unfit to be running for office because the guy is a nut job when it comes to what's happening as far as climate issues are concerned, and he's the governor of a state that could have no water, pretty much, they're saying, with this heavy drought in a year. If you sell water, the place to go is seriously California, because it's really, really awful there. And then the White House was quick to criticize Cruz, because here we are on the fifth anniversary of Obamacare, and to say, be careful what you wish for, dude, if you want to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. If you want to ditch it, just be careful, because that's one of the things that Cruz picked out when he talked about the things that we needed to have happen in this country. So they took a swipe back at the Texas Republican senator for making the repeal of Affordable Care, the Affordable Care Act, a huge highlight of his newly announced campaign. In fact, here's what he had to say today.
Today, I am announcing that I'm running for President of the United States. It is a time for truth. It is a time for liberty. It is a time to reclaim the Constitution of the United States. I am honored to stand with each and every one of you, courageous conservatives, as we come together to reclaim the promise of America, to reclaim the mandate, the hope and opportunity for our children and our children's children, we stand together for liberty. This is our fight. The answer will not come from Washington. It will come only from the men and women across this country, from men and women, from people of faith, from lovers of liberty, from people who respect the Constitution. It will only come as it has come at every other time of challenge in this country, when the American people stand together and say, we will get back to the principles that have made this country great. We will get back and restore that shining city on a hill that is the United States of America. Thank you, and God bless you.
All right, so Cruz now breaks out early. That gives him an edge. He's a strong campaign kind of guy, because you got to think about this. He had one of the biggest upsets in 2012 when he beat David Dewhurst in the Texas Republican primary, because Dewhurst was Governor Rick Perry's lieutenant governor and spent $20 million of his own money. Still could not beat Cruz. He's Hispanic. He will appeal to a wide demographic there. His father was born in Cuba. He's the first Hispanic U.S. senator from Texas. That would give him something to certainly hang his hat on. Also, believe it or not, as I've done a little legwork on this by many, he is actually seen as the, even though there he's really appealing to conservatives, he is seen as more independent than some of the other Republicans because of the way he goes against party leadership on immigration. And sometimes other things as well. And he's been the most outspoken of the Republicans on Obamacare, which is why the White House said, dude, be careful what you wish for. Remember the 21 hours on the Senate floor trying to defund the Affordable Care Act. So that could appeal certainly to people who want to see that happen. He has that law degree thing going on. I mentioned this before. You know, he went to Princeton and he got his law degree at Harvard. He clerked for Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist. So he has a couple of things in his arsenal, and I've only just kind of scratched the surface there. There are other reasons that he'll have some appeal, certainly. I mean, he's outspoken in many, many ways. And now he has the Tea Party behind him. He's got massive Tea Party appeal, and he gets in this thing early, which means everybody else has to jump into this as fast as they can, because it's all about getting to the $1 billion. Whoever gets there first and who can ever capture the primary, I mean, the primary, so that's the person that will be crowned in 2016, for the Republicans anyway, in June. Let's go to Jack in Australia. If you want to throw in your two cents, you can flip me an email, americatonight.net, or jump on the phone lines, 855-266-5283. Hey, Jack.
Hi, Kate. How are you doing? I've been running around doing my bit for you when it comes to Ted Cruz and the anti-Ted Cruz argument, and came across this in the Liberty Conservatives blog, and it gives six very good reasons why Ted Cruz is not the candidate for the GOP. Real Clear Politics has his polling as abysmal. He places 8th nationally, 9th in Iowa, 8th in New Hampshire, and dead last in South Carolina. And he really did fail to capitalize on that 21-hour filibuster that made him such a legend a little while back.
Yeah, we got you now. That's true. I mentioned the 21 hours, and he didn't capitalize. He did initially grab a lot of attention, but then it petered out. What else? What are the other reasons?
Many of his most talented staff members have all defected. They've gone over to Rand Paul's camp. Michelle Canina has gone over there. So has Vincent Harris. Who also just fresh back from Israel are helping Bibi Netanyahu over the top. So does he have the support staff to really get him over the line? Fundraising, he's going to be really struggling with his fundraising compared to his other GOP candidates. He had a very disappointing finish in the CPAC just a few weeks back, which should certainly raise a few red flags. And, previously he's relied on a lot of debates to sort of boost his numbers. We don't have that many debates to sort of raise his numbers up on there. And while he does talk the talk when it comes to appealing to Tea Party conservatives and so on, let's face it, talk is cheap in the real world, and in politics it's worth even less than nothing. And for the most part, his initiative drive and so on, his performance in the House has been lackluster, if not limp at best. I mean, he really hasn't put forward the initiatives and so on the floor of the Senate that would really make him stand out as a candidate to say, hey, I've got the goods that are going to push the country forward.
Well, here's what I think. I think that I've said this all along, and you mentioned it right at the top. Right now, there's no question, Jack, the polling numbers are abysmal. You're right. Rand Paul won the CPAC straw poll 3 years in a row. And every poll, Jeb Bush comes out on top, and Scott Walker is right on his heels right now anyway. So he has to bring those numbers up. Otherwise, he's just like so many other. Remember Huntsman last time around, or some of the others who fell out, including Rick Perry, because they weren't polling high enough. And as you said, the debates, there wasn't enough time to jump on the debates and really try to capitalize on that. His biggest advantage are a couple of the things that I mentioned, and that has to do with, thanks, Jack, it has to do with the fact that he jumps out early. He's got to be able to raise that money. I think the big thing, appealing to Hispanics, he has to broaden his base, and he's got to come up with something to go against Jeb Bush, because Jeb Bush and Scott Walker are going to be tough. Dr. Mitch Gaynor on cancer next.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
A national crisis is here, and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Edition of It's Your Health. Very excited to have Dr. Mitchell Gaynor on with us. You know, I could list his resume. It would take us this entire hour, which is a terrific thing. He definitely has an incredibly impressive resume, no question about it. He's an assistant attending physician, a doc at New York Presby Hospital. I've been there. It's a great hospital. And he's got a book called Gene Therapy Plan. Dr. Mitch, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Yeah, it's great to be with you.
So, you know, we look at cancer, and every day we hear different things about what we should and shouldn't do. I did a speech one time just to see what would happen. I was talking about cancer and all of us that have been touched our lives in some way by cancer. And you know, Doc, and I'm sure you won't be shocked by this, by the end of the speech, every single person in the room had stood up. I said, you know, did you have a neighbor that had cancer, a family member? Have you had cancer? So we know that this is one of the things that we all dread here about the big C, and we can't get enough information, I think, about what's available, what kind of treatments are there as far as cancer is concerned, and what about the risk? And one of the things that's talked about a lot is weight, and that I just read a story, in fact, that obesity raises a woman's cancer risk by 40%. So have you seen this again and again, evidence of that?
Absolutely. You know, that fact is true. And, you know, up until recently, we've been living in a country, if this wasn't bad enough, where one in three people were going to hear the words, you have cancer, in their lifetime. Now the risk has gone up to one in two. And a report just came out of England. It's the same over there. So, you know, literally 50% of the population is going to have some form of cancer at some point in their lifetime. I mean, if that's not an epidemic, I don't know what is. And, you know, part of what I talk about in the gene therapy plan is how there's so many factors that correlate with inflammation and gene expression in cancer, in premature aging, in obesity, in diabetes, and in heart disease. And you really, you have to look at what's happened with our diet. You know, over the last several decades, we've gone more toward fast food, processed food, refined sugar, refined flour, heat-damaged oils. But what we didn't know until more recently is that these all negatively affect the expression of literally thousands of genes in our body that have to do with our health. And everybody knows they receive half their genes from their mother, half from their father, and they think that their destiny is fixed. You know, if you had a family history of cancer or being overweight or premature aging or Alzheimer's, that there wasn't much you could do about it. But the opposite is true, because there's a field called epigenetics. Epi means above. It's above the genome. So you can control gene expression for good or for harm, depending on what you're putting in your body.
So, and boy, that was just a mouthful of information that I hope a lot of people paid attention to. And you said it, you laid it out for us, Doc. There's no question the processed foods, we've heard that, and the sugars, but yet people continue to ignore it. And do you think it's because we're about convenience? And so, hey, if I'm healthy, I don't want to hear that. I got my hand, my head in the sand. I'm not so worried about growing an organic garden. And yeah, I'll eat good here and there, but it, yeah, I like pizza. I like fast food. I like just, you know, I'm running around like a crazy maniac in my career, so I don't have time to deal with that. Is that, would you like to shake people upside down and say, boy, you got to pay attention to this?
Well, it's even more than that, is people don't realize how good they can feel. And it doesn't cost anymore, and it doesn't take any more time to eat more healthy and to eat for gene expression than it does to go out and buy from the vending machine some packaged donuts and a soda in the middle of the afternoon, because all that does is set up a vicious cycle. It creates something called insulin resistance, and the insulin resistance means your body makes more insulin. It drops your blood sugar, and then you feel hungry all the time for the worst types of foods. And I also talk about a lot of different recipes, a lot of different menu plans for things to help a couple of hormones that a lot of people haven't heard of. One's called leptin. Leptin is known as the hunger hormone. It's made by fat cells, and it makes you feel full. But what happens is, with a lot of the negative foods that we're putting in our body, we get leptin insensitive. In other words, you make the leptin, but you don't feel the effect of it. So again, you're constantly hungry. And another hormone called adiponectin, which creates new fat cells. So, you know, there are several things that we need to be conscious of, and it's so easy to incorporate these in our diet. One is detoxification. When people think of detox, maybe they're thinking, you know, of a juice fast or something like that. When I talk about detoxification on a gene expression level, I'm talking about putting foods in your body, nutrients that literally increase the gene expression of detoxifying enzymes. So detoxifying enzymes are found in every organ system in your body, in your lungs, that would break down the carcinogens that you breathe, in your gut and in your liver, through they break down the carcinogens that we ingest, in the skin. So These detoxifying enzymes are very diet dependent. So one of the most powerful things you can do to increase the body's production of detoxifying enzymes is cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage. Also kale has a lot of something called sulforaphane. Sulforaphane increases the production of these detoxifying enzymes. And this isn't some theoretical, hypothesis. This has been proven. There was a study actually out of Johns Hopkins that compared women with and without breast cancer, and they found that women with the lowest levels of the most important detoxifying enzyme had a fourfold increased risk of developing breast cancer.
Wow.
Other foods that'll increase detox enzymes are beets. Beets are loaded with something called betalins. They increase insulin sensitivity, increase detox enzymes. Cilantro is a great detoxifier. The seeds from that are called coriander. They induce detoxifying enzymes, help remove heavy metals from the body. And then there are things like avocado. Avocado is a profound anti-inflammatory, increases detoxifying enzymes, and it's also very high in fiber. And people that consume avocado regularly have less of an appetite because it improves leptin sensitivity, helps you detoxify. So all these things work in conjunction.
Wow, that's just great. Broccoli, cauliflower, kale, Brussels sprouts, all of those things that you mentioned, and the cilantro, too. That was great because I never heard that about cilantro, so that's something else that all of you listening could certainly throw into your diet. I wanted to throw this at you, too, just quickly, and I'll have you back on another time, and we'll dive deeper into this. But a lot of people are wearing their computers. You know, there's the big Apple... The Apple Watch that's coming out, and people are excited about that, and we're just glued to all these devices. And there was something in the New York Times the other day about all these wearable devices that the conversation is it really safe for us to use them or not? Could it give us cancer when you're running around with Samsung, Apple, whatever it is, on your wrist? Does it give enough radiation off that it could lead to cancer, brain tumors, or other health problems? What do you think, Doc?
Well, I think people have to use common sense. And by common sense, I'll tell you what I tell my patients. You should definitely, you know, people are going to use cell phones, but you should definitely use either the speaker or use a hands-free device, because distance makes all the difference in the world. And I'm not even talking about a lot of distance. A lot of the kids today, they're putting, cell phones in their pocket. A lot of girls are putting them in their bras. Very close to reproductive organs and things like that. That is, I think, not a good idea. And, you know, the other thing that I think people can do is, you know, turn off their wireless devices at night. You just don't want to have it right up necessarily next to your ear. You can have a hands-free device because the studies have been conflicting. There was a very large, French study, that suggested there was an increased risk of brain tumors for people that use cell phones a lot. Yet, there was a Danish study, that looked at 360,000 cell phone users. They did not find any increase incidence of brain tumors, but I think people have to use common sense. You know, the wearables are concerning only because, you know, they're closer to the body, and people are still going to have their smartphones. They're still going to be carrying around their tablets, and, you know, these things are cumulative, and I think people just have to realize that, you know, it's the total dose. And it's the dose over time. When you put something directly on your body, that's obviously going to increase your exposure.
Yep, yep. Great advice. Dr. Mitch, pick up the book because you were talking about recipes and all this great information. Gene Therapy Plan. Love it. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Winding up this hour faster than Kentucky is going to wrap up the NCAA championship. They're on their way. Sweet 16, perfect record so far. If they do hoist the trophy at the end, guess what, and cut down the nets, that would be 40 straight games. That would be phenomenal. What a record, too. Last time you had a perfect run like that, 1976, Indiana. Will Cruz have a perfect run to the nomination for the Republicans? It's so early in the game. So early. And there are a lot of contenders, a lot of wannabes, a lot of people who want to step into that role on the Republican side of things. Because let's face it, still everybody's talking about Hillary Clinton for the Democrats. You could throw out Joe Biden. You could throw out the former governor of Maryland. You could put a couple of names in that mix. But right now, despite whatever controversies, it is still Hillary Clinton. In the polls, it shows that. Let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in Texas. By the way, if you want to hop on, you can. 855-266-5283. Hi, Dan.
Hello, baby. Well, I don't have any dessert for you tonight. I'm just chowing down on grilled cheese sandwiches, you know, nice things like that. But your Dr. Friend's right. I eat a lot of kale. I eat a lot of cauliflower, broccoli. I love Brussels sprouts. I'm one of the few people. I'm the only one in my family that loves Brussels sprouts. The rest of them won't eat them. But
you know what? Let me stop you there. Brussels sprouts are good. You know what I do with them? What? I just put some olive oil on them, and I put them in the oven, and they taste really good that way. You just cut them up.
I haven't tried that.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
I make spaghetti sauce. So I've had people beat each other with spoons trying to get the last of it. It's good.
Oh, I might have to try that. That sounds good.
Now to get around to our politics deal. I'm a Scott Walker man, as you know. I told you about that before. But
yeah.
If Ted Cruz gets the nomination, I mean, I will vote for him because I want him. I will send him money. And something Jack, who I consider a good American, even though he's not here yet, and a wonderful guy, and a brilliant, brilliant source of information, is just a little, not shall we say wrong, but mistaken. Cruz is going to have a massive untapped resource that didn't show up in 08, didn't show up in 12, of the evangelical movement. He's going to tap into that, and he's going to tap into the Tea Party. He's going to have massive input of money, despite his, shall we say, desertions by some of his people. There's other people out there that's just as good, if not better. I think Rand Paul is a great libertarian candidate for those that believe in the libertarian frame of mind. But as far as an all-around candidate, I still would think Cruz would be far superior. The man is a brilliant debater. He is able to carry on his projection of what he wants to say. He can articulate it in a way that the rest of the country can understand in layman's terms, and he can do it without a teleprompter, without looking left or right like Obama does. He can just go out there and do it. And he's going to gain in power and influence as the game goes on. So you might just be looking at the next president of the United States. Like I say, I will work for him if he wants me to. I know him. I mean, I've talked to him before, and I will vote for him, and I will support him financially. So that's about all.
All right, so how about that? Scott Walker, here's what would be interesting. If it was Scott Walker, would Ted Cruz, then if he's not, you know, he doesn't get it, would he be willing to be VP?
Yes, he would.
Yeah, see, that would be a strong ticket, and that would be the Hispanic part of it, the family coming over, the story, all that.
Something you need to remember about Cruz is he is as articulate in Spanish as he is in English.
Yep.
And his latest up that he put out for the Hispanic crowd, it was the first speech that he gave announcing that he's going to become presidential candidate for the United States. And he did it to the Spanish audience. He could go on Telemundo, have conversations with them, and articulate his message to a great majority. And in his run-up for becoming the senator that he is, he got massive support from the Hispanic community here in Texas. So I'm telling you, he's got a lot of things going for him, Kate.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that I said that whole thing about the Hispanic and the fact that he's Hispanic and speaking, and I saw that in Texas too. I mentioned the degrees. He's smart, so people can't say, oh, he's just some yokel local. He certainly is not that guy. We mentioned how he speaks.
Dershowitz said that he was absolutely his most brilliant student.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I mean, yeah, there's no question. And you mentioned the one thing I didn't mention, Dan, and thanks, is that he definitely will have that evangelical pull because of his ideology. He talked about that today, what he stands on, that kind of stuff, the strength of marriage and whatnot. And that will pull in, Dan's right, that will pull in a whole other side. In fact, the evangelicals, as you all know, Bush too, that's what pulled George in, because he had the evangelicals in his corner like nobody's business, and that was part of it made a huge difference. And he's absolutely right, and I mentioned the Tea Party. Of course he'll have the Tea Party, but so will Scott Walker, and Scott Walker is definitely polling higher. But the two of them on the ticket, that'd be intriguing if Cruz would do it, unless he flip-flops. I mean, unless, you know, that heats up in a different direction, which it could, because it's just way too early. And I think that is probably one of the big reasons why he jumped out now and decided to declare, instead of, hey, I'm going to, you know, knowing he's going to do it, waiting as everybody kind of tiptoes around it. Probably that was the thought. Okay, well, let's just dump out there. Let's get in front of it and start to march after it and not wait because you don't have the Bush money. What's interesting is Jeb Bush also speaks fluent Spanish. His wife is Colombian. He has a strong pull with Hispanics, even though he is not Hispanic. But I think there's a big difference between what he says, and certainly on immigration, versus what Ted Cruz has to say. And part of it's going to be, for Cruz, the people who are just so upset by what's happened to their health care with Obamacare, a.k.a. the Affordable Care Act, which now celebrates 5 years, they'll like what Ted Cruz has to say, and he mentions this all the time when he's speaking, and he certainly did in announcing his candidacy for president. So there could be a strong showing on that side. So he's a couple of areas that would pull him, but there are also some of the very same areas that Scott Walker addresses, that Rand Paul addresses, although he's strong, as Dan says, he's right, of course, on the libertarian side. How much does the youth vote really pull compared to the core voters in the Republican Party? So, Obamacare, 5-year anniversary. Can you believe it? Did it not go by like in a blink of an eye? Starting off slowly, now these things are starting to come into play, the individual mandate, fines, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, in polling, very unpopular, folks. I don't know in your neighborhood. Is it unpopular in your neighborhood, in your house? But the polling is not showing that it's uber popular. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, their latest tracking poll, 43% view Obamacare unfavorably compared to 41% who see it favorably. So there have been challenges. We know with the Supreme Court just hearing one, we won't have that decision until June, probably right before they skedaddle. But could there be anything that was so hotly debated the last 5 years? I don't think so. Yo, yo, thanks for listening.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.